Come on, turn with me, please, Ephesians. I want to really crash into this thing and do a crash course this morning and then have more time, not having communion next week, but have more time to develop this even next week. And we've kind of been in Ephesians for the last few weeks, and I'm excited about where this has been. I'm excited about where we're going today and next Sunday. Please don't miss next Sunday. Invite somebody. Who are you inviting to church? Man, God has blessed this place. Who are you inviting to church to hear the good news, to hear the gospel, to know who God is, to get into a relationship with him, to walk in a place of husband and wife and family? Who are you coming to a place to bring to church? Man, it's so important to be inviting people to the house of God. And I love this because where we have been is just this cry that Paul has for his church, the church that he founded as an apostle, the cry of his heart from prison. Is that, listen, he says, listen, this is what I want. I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened. This is where Paul is. This is his cry out. This is his prayer. This is what he wants. He wants this for the people who've come to know the Lord. And here we know this. We covered this. You can hit this online. But this is Paul writing from prison. This is Paul writing to a group that he loves. This is Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, which was a persecuted church. They were in turmoil. There was craziness going on. Families were being shredded, ripped apart. But they had this faith that Paul heard of. They had this love for one another that stayed. And Paul's like, listen, high five from prison. Keep it up. Keep going. Don't quit. I hear what you're doing. You got to stay firm. You got to stay strong. I love the encouragement that Paul writes in this letter to a hurting group of people who are under persecution. And he writes this to say, listen, stay firm. Listen, my heart is this. The eyes of your heart will be enlightened to this. And we're covering this. And I want this for us as we dive into 2020, that we come to a place, no matter what season of life we're in, we would see the heart that Paul has for this church, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, every word from God that comes right down to you and I who believe. I look at this. Come on, Ephesians 1. Excuse me, verse 15, it says this. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you and your love for all the saints. I love that. Again, we've been talking about that, what it means to love more. What does it look like to be that church that really is in this community, that people hear about our faith, people hear about your faith. They see you go through things, but yet you walk through it with a rest in your soul. You walk through it with a peace in your spirit. You walk through it yet still with joy. And the world's looking at you going, what is going on? And they begin to identify that it's faith. And then he says, listen, I've heard of your love for the saints. I've heard of your love for one another. And he's like, come on, keep it strong and keep it up. And I see just Paul giving this high five from prison through this letter. And then verse 16, he says this, I do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Here's 18. Here it is. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. I love this. I love this. I can just see Paul praying for these people. Whether he's standing or walking in his cell, there's not really a particular, there's different positions of prayer. You can stand and walk. You can kneel. You can bow. You can lay flat on your face, like wherever Paul is in his time of imprisonment, he's praying for these people. And this is what he prays for people he desperately loves. I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling 2 weeks ago. What are the riches, the glory of the inheritance of the saints last week? And then here it is. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know. We got to kind of grab this. Because it really is it's a big deal. And it's such a big deal that it's at times I don't even know how to go into the depths of grasping what Paul says. I want you to know this. This is what I want you to know. This is what Paul says. I'm praying that the eyes of your heart, I'm praying that this doesn't just hit the surface. Paul's like, I'm praying that this sinks in. This, I want you to know this. In your time of struggle, in that time of persecution, no matter what season of life you're in, this is what Paul is saying. Listen, I want you to know this, man. I want you to see this. I want this to go depth in your heart, get past the surface level stuff. I love this. And I want you to know what is the surpassing greatness. What is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. Wait a minute, Paul, hold on. You really want us in our hearts to be enlightened, to know what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. And your version may actually say the immeasurable greatness of his power, a greatness that is beyond measure. Paul said, listen, I know that greatness. I know it in just a sliver, but I know that greatness, and I want you to know that. I want you to understand how great. I want you to understand his power that is towards you. Church, number one is this. We're going to get in the rest of this message next week, but the big part of today is that you would know this. Man, this is the big deal today, that you would know his power, which surpasses all understanding, his power, which is immeasurable. You cannot measure his power. His power that, I love what he says, surpasses greatness. It's towards you. And it's for you. Watch this. Number one is this. It's in you. And when you begin to see something, and I love where Paul is, and he's like, listen, this is what I want you to, I want you to see this, man. This is something that you've got to understand. That his surpassing greatness of his power. I love it when he says towards you, the word towards here, that means it has a purpose. It's targeted. I love, watch this, I love that his power is like a missile. Targeted towards your spirit. How do you wrap that up? And if you would keep your finger there, but I just want to, as you go through scripture, watch this, church, as you go through scripture, you see so much about his creation. And from beginning to end, you see that the greatness of his power, the greatness of his might, the greatness of his strength, the greatness of his authority, the greatness of his dominion is spoken so much through his creation. And when you dive into the word power, it literally means a force. It literally means it's like dynamite. It's the Greek word dynamo, and it comes from where we get dynamite. It is this explosive, powerful force that carries authority. That when we start diving into the word power, that's what this means. It is something that is immeasurable. It is something that we can't reach the end of. It talks about ability and performance. You got to see this. It's nothing that just sits on the shelf, right? I want you to see this. Can you turn to, please, Isaiah 40, verse 12, or it's going to be on the screen. But I want you to see this, because how, again, man, this is kind of tough, because it's like, how do I come to a place to try to define to you a immeasurable greatness of his power that we actually have put into our spirit because of his spirit? And I love this, because this is something, and I love when this happens. Our man Brendan, I added this verse this morning. Just been praying through some things. This was in my heart. I wanted to add this verse this morning. And then Brendan, if you caught it in worship, he quoted this verse this morning and had no idea that I added it to the message. I love when that happens. I love when we're just kind of in tune. Because then I think God's really trying to make a point. And watch this, church, when you begin to break in to this immeasurable greatness of his power. It surpasses greatness. His power is beyond great. That's what that means. Surpasses means to go beyond. So when you look at this, his power is beyond great. And you look at Isaiah 40, verse 12, and it says this. And again, you see so much in scripture on creation. And we absolutely 100% stand our ground in the Genesis account of creation. We believe whatever they teach in school, I can't even say it right now. That's it, evolution, thank you, see? I don't even think about it. That's why I can't pronounce it. I think it's a lie, biblically speaking. We believe God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth. We believe Genesis 1:1 and every account after that. If I can believe that, I can believe everything. Because in Scripture, it speaks and screams. When you see through the Psalms, you see them writing these poems and singing these amazing songs and these hymns about the greatness of God. And you know what they attach it to? Creation. You know what so much of His greatness and so much of His power is attached to? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, is where we absolutely hold our ground and stand firm. And believe. And honestly, when the enemy can come in and try to trip up that, he can trip up a lot of things. It's so important. And it's all through Scripture. And you see this in Isaiah 40, verse 12. I love this. Watch this. Look at the screen. It says this. He who measures the waters with the hollow of His hand and marked off the heavens with the span. Man, could you imagine that you've got King David or David as the shepherd? You've got Isaiah writing this, and you've got them. All they've got is what they can see in the sky. They didn't have Hubble at that point, right? They just have what they can see. How about you and I today? We have these amazing, amazing sense of telescopes, and the Hubble telescope, and new ones coming out, and they continue to see farther than any writer of this book besides the Lord could ever see, and yet we can't even touch the end of it. And He says, all of the heavens, the whole universe, that you don't even know what's out there, and it's like from here to here. Church, what happens? Watch this. What happens when you come to a place to begin to have the eyes of your heart enlightened to just how great our God is? And to know, God, the universe that You created, that You spoke into being in a sentence, that we can't even come close to the end. We don't know where it goes. God, you've given us a picture that how great You are, that it just for You, it's just from here to here is that span. That's it. Watch this. And calculated the dust of the earth by the measure, and weighted the mountains in a balance, and the hills in a pair of scales. He's like, you know what you see is so great and vast and immeasurable that you can't even come close to tapping into the end. You have no idea how far the universe goes. God's like, just to get you a picture of who I am and my greatness, He says, that's this. Church, what happens when you come to a place to begin to see the immeasurable greatness of His power? Come on back to Ephesians 1, please. The immeasurable greatness of His power. The immeasurable greatness of His power that is towards us who believe. And again, the word towards here, it means something that is on purpose. Something that is on purpose. Can I just say it like this? There's a plan to His power. Church, there's a plan to His power. He has a very real purpose to His power. It is towards us. Now watch this. Here it is. These are in accordance. Watch it. Look at it with me right here. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might. These are in accordance to the working of the strength of His might. And the word working here, it means energy. It means activity. When you begin to break the simplicity of this verse down, man, it's talking about this immeasurable power that is working towards us. It's on our behalf. There's a purpose to it. And then you come to this place saying there's this energy to it that it's active. It's not something that we just say, well, it's just going to put on the shelf and it doesn't mean anything to us. This is where this thing goes pretty deep, that you're like, how do I tap into this power? How do I make this so real that I don't walk in my own strength? That I don't walk in my own might? I've tried to walk in that and I failed. I tried to do it myself and I failed. Part of the first piece to this, honestly, is being aware. Is being aware that there is this power. There is this, and it's defined as a force, a dynamite force that has a plan and a purpose that comes towards us. Isn't it great? Honestly, isn't it great to know that I don't have to live in my own strength? Because I am weak. It isn't great to know that I can function from a place that is a strength that is not my own. I can function from a place of this immeasurable power that is towards me. Watch this. Working in the strength, in the strength of his might. And the word might here, it means dominion or authority. Church, what happens when there is this true surrender that takes place? Say, God, I can't do it under my will, and I can't do it under my emotion, and I can't do it under my strength, and I can't do it under my might, but I know this. I know that I can do it under the strength that you supply. Church, this is a supernatural strength. This is nothing that can be imparted in you. There's nothing that I can do for you. This is a supernatural strength that's there by his Spirit. And I want you to see that. Ephesians 3, please. Ephesians 3. And I love where we're going to go next week. We're gonna look at what this really looks like. Where the Bible says he's given you all power to live in a way of life and godliness. You can live a life of being godly because of the power that's in us. That is available to you and I. Isn't it great that we come to a place to say, God, you've left us no excuse. We can't say we couldn't live for you. And then another part of next week, which we won't have communion, so we'll have really time to dive, is to know that even in the sense of persecution, there's a power in us that allows us to walk through that. From 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm so excited for next week, but I don't want you to miss this, because if we miss this, we can't catch next week. Ephesians 3 says this. Verse 16, he says this. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. He said this in Ephesians 1. He repeats this in Ephesians 16. That he would, according to the riches of his glory. Watch this. Here it is. Be strengthened with power. Same word. Same idea. Same letter. And amazing that when you really break this down, is this is just a letter that Paul wrote to the church. And he does a lot of repeat in this one simple letter. I love it when you see God really is trying to make a point. Be strengthened. Don't quit. Don't give up. Stay strong. Listen, there is a strength that can be in you that is not your own. And I love what he says here. He says, listen, you need to know this. I'm praying for you that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened. Listen, get this, know this, go deep in this. And then he repeats it. Watch this. Be strengthened with all power through his Spirit. Here's the source. Through his Spirit in the inner man. He's like, listen, Paul's like, I'm done with this surface stuff. I'm done with worrying about what you got on the outside. He's like, I want you to be strong on the inside, man. I want you to be strengthened with all power by his Spirit in the inner man. Church, what happens when you start going deep in your soul with a strength that is not your own? He's like, I don't care about your surface level stuff. I want this strength to come from the inside out. You listen, if you know Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, the living Holy Spirit of God, reigns and dwells and lives within you. And he's like, listen, be strengthened in that Spirit, his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, from an inner place, from the inside out. And I love it. He's like, listen, stay strong in a strength that is not your own. If you rely on your own might, you will fall. But you don't have to. Depend on a strength that is his, a power that is his, an authority that is his, a dominion that is his, that he allows us to tap into so we don't have to rely on our own strength. Watch this. We got to get to the good part here. It says this, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with him all the saints, what is the breadth, length, height and depth, to know the love of God, to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, and that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Watch this, verse 20, famous verse. You probably know this verse. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly above all that we ask or think. Watch this. How? How is that possible? According to the power that works within us. Now to him, that's Jesus, who's able to do far more Man, church, when you get to I'm not able, but he is. When you come to this place of surrender and you begin to understand what this really looks like. Now to him who is able to do far more. I love this. Watch what he says here. Far more. Everybody say far more. Everybody say abundantly. Everybody say beyond. Couldn't he have just said, now to him who is able to do all that we ask or think according to his power? That's a pretty strong sentence. Now to him who is able, speaking of God, speaking of the Lord, speaking of Christ, knowing, I know who he is. I know his power. I know his he is all powerful. Nothing is difficult. Now to him who's able, he can do all things. Okay, great. But I love what he says to make a point. Far above, beyond. I love where he's making a point for you and I so that you and I don't have an excuse to do far more. Abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think. How is that even possible? According to the power that works within us. We saw in verse 16 that power comes from his Spirit who dwells and reigns within us. And it's a power that we cannot tap into if we do it in our own strength. Church, what happens? You come to a place saying, God, I want to function in a strength that is not my own, but a strength that is available to you. That you've given me this power, you've given me this force that is within. That when I know I need to depend on you, that you are there. And I don't do it, and I don't rely on my own strength because I'm not able. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We don't do it in our own strength. Close with this, Ephesians 6, verse 10. And I love the fight in this letter, man. I love the fight in this letter. Ephesians 6, 10 says this, finally be strong. Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Paul says this, last thing is this, man, you be strong. Last thing is this, don't quit. Last thing is this, don't do it in your own power. Last thing is this, don't do it in your own strength. Last thing is this, don't do it in your own might. No, watch this. Point number one to this two-day message, this two-part message. Point number one is know that there is this power that is available to you. There is this strength that is working in you. There is this might that is working in you. And all we got to do is tap into it. Say, God, I'm not going to do it in my own strength. I'm going to walk in this place, in this letter, to say, finally, listen, be strong in the Lord and be in the strength of his might. And not my own. Church, where are you in this today? Like, where are we in this to say, God, have I tried to do it myself? If I'm walking in my own strength, am I just going to keep pushing? Or do you come to a place, God, I relent, man. I surrender to an authority and a power and a strength that is not my own because I know that you are a Father who cares and is gentle. And God, you in your strength will see me. Amen, girl, come on. Need a little juice. Come on, if you would just bow your heads and we'll just come to place because I think there's a place here in this message that I would just say, don't quit. Never give up. When we quit and when we give up, man, that is acting in your own strength. What happens when you come to a place and say, man, I want to function from a strength that is not my own. I want to function from a place that I have been given the right to tap into this power and this strength and this might that is his because the Spirit dwells within me. Father, we just come to you in this moment, wherever we're at here today. Maybe we've never heard this. Maybe we didn't know that anything like this was available. Or maybe we just constantly go back to our own strength and try to do it in our own might and try to do it in our own power. But yet, God, you've told us that there is this active force that is for us and towards us that has a purpose for us. God, in that, we can come to this place and say, God, I won't quit. When I'm functioning from that strength of that power, from my inner person, from that is within me, from the inside out, God, I won't quit. I won't give up. And in this moment, you would just say, Lord, strengthen me. Lord, I need your strength. I can't do this on my own anymore. Lord, I need your strength. I don't want to rely on myself. Lord, give me strength. Father, help me to tap into that supernatural strength that is for me and towards me and working on my behalf, that has a plan for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.